Have you ever felt like you didn't quite belong? Imagine discovering that your entire life has been a carefully constructed lie and that you're actually someone extraordinary. This is Harry Potter's journey, from neglected orphan to celebrated wizard. Living with his cruel aunt and uncle, the Dursleys, Harry sleeps in a cupboard under the stairs, wears his cousin Dudley's oversized hand-me-downs, and serves as the family's unwilling servant. His only distinguishing feature is a lightning-shaped scar on his forehead, supposedly from the car crash that killed his parents. Strange things happen around Harry. His hair grows back overnight after bad haircuts, he mysteriously ends up on the school roof while running from bullies, and he can somehow communicate with a snake at the zoo. These unexplainable incidents are punished severely by the Dursleys, who are terrified of anything abnormal. Despite 10 years of mistreatment, Harry maintains a quiet hope that someday someone will rescue him from this miserable existence. The arrival of mysterious letters addressed with impossible specificity, Mr. H. Potter, the cupboard under the stairs, sends Uncle Vernon into a paranoid spiral. What begins as a single strange envelope becomes dozens, then hundreds, pouring through every crack in the house. The letters pursue the family relentlessly, no matter how far they flee. Vernon's descent into madness culminates in a miserable shack on a rock in the sea during a violent storm. As Harry lies on the cold floor, counting down to midnight on his 11th birthday with a dirt-drawn cake, the door to the shack suddenly shutters under tremendous pounding. When the door finally crashes to the floor, it reveals a giant of a man with wild hair and a kind smile. Hagrid's entrance doesn't just break down a physical barrier, it shatters the carefully constructed fiction that has defined Harry's entire existence. Harry, you're a wizard! With these words, Hagrid shatters Harry's understanding of himself. He learns his parents were famous wizards, murdered by Lord Voldemort, not casualties of a car crash. As a baby, Harry mysteriously survived Voldemort's killing curse, deflecting it back and earning both his lightning scar and fame as the boy who lived. Aunt Petunia's bitter confession reveals her long-harbored jealousy of her perfect witch sister, explaining her treatment of Harry. In Diagon Alley, a hidden magical shopping district in London, Harry encounters a world of cauldrons, wands, and magical creatures. At Gringotts Bank, run by long-fingered goblins, he discovers his inheritance. The pivotal moment occurs at Ollivander's, where Harry's destined wand shares a core with Voldemort's, creating an eerie connection between them. Throughout this introduction to the magical world, Harry struggles with his unexpected celebrity status, as strangers celebrate him while he processes the truth about his parents' murder. Harry's journey to Hogwarts brings pivotal relationships. The Weasleys help him find Platform 9 and 3 quarters, where he meets Ron, bonding over their shared modesty. Hermione Granger appears as a studious muggle-born, while Draco Malfoy's offer of selective friendship is firmly rejected by Harry, showing his strong moral character. Hogwarts emerges as a magical entity with moving staircases, talking portraits, and ghosts. The Sorting Hat's momentary consideration of Slytherin before placing Harry in Gryffindor introduces the theme of choice versus destiny. The professors display distinct personalities, McGonagall's fairness, Flitwick's enthusiasm, and Snape's immediate disdain for Harry. When Harry and Ron save Hermione from a mountain troll, their friendship is sealed, proving McGonagall's observation that there are some things you can't share without ending up liking each other. During Harry's first Quidditch match, his broom is jinxed. Hermione saves him by setting Professor Snape's robes on fire, suspecting him as the culprit. The trio later discovers Snape injured by a three-headed dog guarding a trap door, and learn through Hagrid that it's protecting something belonging to Nicholas Flamel and Dumbledore. At Christmas, Harry receives his father's invisibility cloak. While exploring at night, he finds the Mirror of Erised, which shows one's deepest desires. He sees his family, but Dumbledore warns him about the mirror's dangerous allure. Hermione discovers Nicholas Flamel created the Sorcerer's Stone, which produces the elixir of life for immortality. In the Forbidden Forest, Harry encounters a cloaked figure drinking unicorn blood. The centaur Firenze reveals this grants survival but results in a cursed half-life, suggesting Voldemort's desperate state. When Dumbledore leaves Hogwarts, Harry, Ron, and Hermione take it upon themselves to protect the stone. Their journey past the trapdoor tests their unique abilities. Hermione overcomes the devil snare with her knowledge. Harry uses his seeker skills to catch a flying key. Ron sacrifices himself in a life-sized wizard's chess match, and Hermione solves a logic-based potion puzzle. Each challenge showcases their individual strengths and their growth through friendship. Ron's chess sacrifice and Hermione's emotional farewell before Harry faces the final chamber alone highlight the real dangers they face. In the final chamber, Harry discovers Professor Quirrell, not Snape, attempting to steal the stone, revealing that the seemingly harmless teacher was the true threat, while the intimidating Snape was actually Harry's protector. When Harry encounters Voldemort, who exists as a face on the back of Quirrell's head, he discovers that Quirrell cannot touch him. His skin burns at contact. This protection stems from Harry's mother's sacrificial death, creating a shield of love that Voldemort, consumed by hatred, cannot comprehend or overcome. Dumbledore explains that being loved so deeply provides eternal protection, establishing love as the most powerful magic in the wizarding world. The Sorcerer's Stone is destroyed, with Nicholas Flamel accepting death peacefully, a stark contrast to Voldemort's desperate pursuit of immortality. At the feast, Dumbledore awards points for different expressions of courage: Ron's strategic thinking, Hermione's logic, Harry's bravery against evil, and Neville's strength in standing up to friends. These points win Gryffindor the House Cup, affirming that courage manifests in many ways. As Harry prepares to return to the Muggle world, Hagrid gifts him a photo album of his parents, a treasure more precious than any gold in his Gringotts vault. These images connecting him to his lost family leave Harry speechless, demonstrating how the simplest gifts can mean the most. On the Hogwarts Express, Harry reflects on his transformation. The boy from the cupboard under the stairs has found not just magic, but friendship, belonging, and courage. His playful threat to torment Dudley with magic shows his newfound confidence, even when Ron and Hermione remind him that underage wizards can't use magic at home. Though the Dursleys await at King's Cross Station, Harry now carries something permanent: the knowledge that he belongs in the magical world, and that come September, he'll return home to Hogwarts.